This is The Record on KUOW with Marcy Silman. I'm Ross Reynolds. After 1 year on the job at Amazon, the company will give you $2,000 to quit. If you quit after 4 years, Amazon will pay you $5,000. It's called pay to quit. It's an idea that originated years ago at the online shoe retailer Zappos, now owned by Amazon. Yuri Ganizzi is a behavioral economist at UC San Diego. He's co-author of the book, The Y-Axis, that's W-H-Y. I asked Yuri why it might make sense for Amazon to pay people to quit. He says it's all about gauging motivation.
You know, when I teach negotiation, I tell my students that no matter what, they shouldn't lie. Lying is a bad idea, except for one case. When you're looking for a job, when you're interviewing for a new job or in the existing job, the more excited you'll be about it, the higher is your value. You know, when you go to buy a car, you don't go and say, wow, what a great car, I really want it, how much do I have to pay for it? That's a bad idea. But when you go to look for a job or when you are in a job, the more excited you are about working in this place, the higher is your value. So your value to Amazon in this case is your education, your talent, and very importantly, how much do you want to be there? Now, you can ask your employees how much they want to be there, but you won't get a straight answer. They have very strong incentive to lie to you. Instead, basically, what Amazon says is, you know, you have to put your money where your mouth is. If you want to stay with us, that's great. If not, here's $5,000. So now you're not staying because you don't have any other choice. Now, if you don't want to be here, you can go. And that's fine. It doesn't mean that you're a bad person or a bad employee. It means that, you know, at this stage, you want to be somewhere else. So let's depart as friends.
What's interesting to me is that they've placed a dollar value on motivation, and if you accept that dollar value, they decide you're not motivated enough. For example, if after just 1 year at Amazon, you take $2,000. So they've said that at $2,000 after working there a year, that shows you're not motivated if you'll take that to leave. But how do they come to that $2,000 figure? How do you figure that out?
I think that the actual amount of money shouldn't be too high, right? Because then you'll attract people that don't want to be there from the beginning. But it's really about, you know, if all it takes is $2,000 to make you decide to leave, we don't want you. We do want you. And I think that in the letter that they wrote to the employees, they said, please don't take our offer. We don't want you to take it. But if you feel that you need to, and you feel that $2,000 is enough to make you want to go elsewhere, then I think it's a good time to depart, right? So that's, again, I think it's a very clever thing because you don't want to have an employee that says, oh, the value of being here is less than $2,000 for me. So I'm coming in the morning, I'm doing only the bare minimum that I have to do in order not to get fired, but I don't see a future here or I don't want to be here or whatever, right? So you really... It's a great way to screen the people that you want to work for you. So I don't think that what we see in other cases, you know, we see that incentives can crowd out motivation. I don't think that you'll see it over here.
Yuri Ganizzi is talking to me about Amazon's policy of paying you up to $5,000 to quit. It's $2,000 if you decide to quit after the first year working there. I understand the theory about this, Yuri, but do we have any evidence that the policy actually works?
Absolutely not. And that's, you know, so I wrote this book with John List called The Y-Axis, in which we said, look, we should test everything. So we should come up with beautiful ideas like that. I think it's beautiful. But then we want to test our effective it is. Do we really end up with better people because we're using this policy? You cannot, if it's not a controlled experiment, you can't really know because, you know, this company has other many, you know, attractive features. People like to work there. They have lots of fun ideas like pay to quit, right? So how do you know if it's the pay to quit that actually convinced the people to work there or just the fact that it's kind of different, you know, a company that thinks in a different way? The problem with this could be that even say that it works for a really, you know, creative shoe company online, does it mean that it's going to work for Amazon? It's very hard to generalize between companies. The way to do it, again, is just by very simple testing. Just go and test it. My guess is that it would work less well in the more traditional the company will be, the less well it will work.
pay to quit reminded me of another policy. Pay to quit is early in a person's career, but there's also the so-called golden parachute offers that companies offer to employees nearing retirement age. They give them a chunk of money to get them to quit early. How would you compare those two approaches?
I think that that's a very different thing. So over there, basically, you have too many. You need to downsize, for example, or you want to get younger people to work for you. So the motivation is very different than it is with the pay to quit. So the, you know, if you look at the contract, it's the same. You know, we'll pay you if you leave now, but the motivation is just the opposite. Motivation is not to keep the people that really wants to stay. The motivation is to get rid of the people that you can't afford.
That was Yuri Ganizzi, co-author of the book The Y-Axis, Hidden Motives and the Undiscovered Economics of Everyday Life. We were talking about the quit bonus being offered by Amazon. He's a behavioral economist at UC San Diego. This is The Record on KUOW.